Time for our regular catch-up with fundraising extraordinaire and OBE recipient, Blind Dave Healy. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing fine. What an introduction, mate. Hi.
So we've got lots to catch up on. Last time we spoke, you were telling us how you're getting on with Guide Dog Angus. We'll chat about that. Fundraising stuff was obviously on the back burner. Things have changed again. Restrictions starting to lift. You're back in training, so we'll take it from there.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, the back end of last year, I had the dreaded COVID. It gave me a good kick in, as I said. But I am, touch wood, very, very, very lucky in respect of others. And I'm back up to the point now where I'm probably 98, 99% better with my breathing. So I'm back up to an 8 to 10 mile run again, which is I feel fantastic about that. We're training for nothing in particular at the minute, other than trying to keep the fitness levels up. Once good old Boris makes the decision on whether and what and where can open up, then I think, like a lot of people, we'll be able to sort of move on and consider whether Colditz will be on for next April or whether I've got to move it to later on in the year. Colditz being the 800-mile bike ride. So I think all of us are on that hinge of anticipation, aren't we? What is Boris going to do? But, you know, we keep training. We keep ourselves fit.
What the lockdown has given you is a lot of time to do your DIY stuff that you're passionate about.
Yeah, I've been at all sorts, mate, because I'm doing a lot of pen stroke phone holders out of tree trunks and tree boughs that I'm gathering from here, there and everywhere. I've got a bit of cherry, a bit of sycamore, and I'm doing a bit of engraving and carving. The eldest has recently moved into a house. Dad, I haven't got a door number, so I've sorted out a door number now from an old piece of trunk I had, planed it down, busted look, put the number on. She's happy with that. She then goes on to tell me that the back gate just fell off. So I'm actually, as we speak, about half an hour away from completing a back gate. So I'm sure that I'll go on next week. And then I got the youngest who's commissioned me. Dad, you're doing all these things. I need a new double bed. So I'm on the case next week. I've got to measure up the weekend. Timber is available. I've checked with the timber yard. And so the double bed starts next week. But I'm up to all sorts down there. Absolutely therapeutic.
Fantastic. So how are you getting on with the guide dog, Angus?
Yeah, we're getting there slowly, mate. It is a bit of a long process. And as we probably were aware when, you know, I took him on, he could be classed as a COVID dog, because last year training with guide dogs was on, was off, was on, was off, was on, was off. So, you know, as much as there's a lot of training gone into him, there's certainly a lot more relaxing Angus than there should have been. But he's doing okay. He's certainly playing well. He's certainly resting well. He's found his bed. He's found underneath the table. And he knows the corners where I can't find him. But in all seriousness now, I've been out training with him, and Denise, the trainer, she's brilliant. And we've been working and walking a few routes. And from the first day I went out, you know, with a new dog, and you think, ooh, to now, I am impressed with him. He has a little bit of a relapse, but I guess he's just a dog, as we say. When we go past a bit of a park or a bit of a greenery, he's thinking, I could be playing on there. And then I have to give him that little bit of a G. Excuse me, young man, forwards the way I want to go today. You know, when we've passed our test, you can have a little bit more of that greenery. But he's doing okay, you know, considering he was trained without crowds. Wow, his crowd work it's incredible.
And there'll be people listening to this, I'd imagine, that are on the list themselves. You had to wait a while, and I'd noticed the change in your sort of outlook and just chatting to you, how positive you are since Angus arrived.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the thing is, Barry, I had to wait 2.5 years. I was waiting for the specific dog. That is one of the reasons. This is my fifth one. And you know what I mean? Once you get that independence and mobility back, and once I get signed off, hopefully, that's when our adventures begin. And that's when we really learn together. So anybody out there waiting, yeah, just be a little bit more patient.
And just finally, Dave, you recently featured on Tracks of My Life. What was it like to put music to your life? What was the experience like?
Yeah, it was very, very good. I really enjoyed it. You know, I was asked of a few songs. I mean, I guess we could put 20 songs together. But there's a couple of songs in life that I like. And then there were songs that were associated with the challenges that we did. You know what? It's quite difficult just to put 5 or 7 songs down on an email and say, you know, those songs mean something to me, because then you've got, you know, you've got all sorts of other songs through.
Yeah, they keep popping in your head.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I like the Beatles, I like Queen, I like the Stones, you know, I like a bit of classical, I like a bit of jazz. It just brings back some fantastic memories. And there was a song that reminds me of my dad. Oh, you know what it's like, but you know what? I reckon we could put a top 50 down and there'd be 50 classic records and they'd all remind you of something.
Dave, I could talk to you all day, but for anyone that wants to find out a bit more about you, your running, your fundraising and your DIY stuff, how can you do that?
Well, we've got a website, which is blinddavehooley.co.uk, but we tend, or should I say Deb, my technical director, who makes me look good, she tends to use the Facebook and Twitter and the social medias these days. So we've got Blind Dave Healy on Facebook, we've got at Blind Dave Healy, and I do believe we've got Instagram, which again, Blind Dave Healy. So, yeah, you know, keep a lookout. It'll tell you what we're up to. Hopefully we can broadcast whether cold it will be on early or late next year, and loads of other things going on, mate. Loads of other things. So, look forward to keeping up with you and all of the listeners on RNIB Connect.
Fantastic. Blind Dave Healy, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Always a pleasure, Barry, as you know. Always a pleasure, mate. Cheers.